what can you pay? You never know. I don't care what you say, it's time to connect the dots. Hey, and this is the show, Connect the Dots. If you don't know how to connect the dots, well, it's time you learn how to connect the dots. This one goes to that one goes to this one. This, that, dance, this, that, do that, connect. Can you do that? But anyhow, listen, if you're not paying attention to what's happening in the world, Maui, you don't know what the hell's going on. Because this is the door slammed in our face again by the evil government of the United States. That's right, the evil government. Because they allowed this to happen. Come on, Hawaii is a state of the United States, just like California was. And the U.S. federal government allowed energy weapons to destroy communities. They allowed this. Oh, yes, they knew all about it. Come on. There is no friggin' excuse. We know they knew about it. We know that they're participants. We know that they're puppets for the New World Order. This government has to be gained control of. People of America, hey, this is BBS Radio. This is Radio Free America. This is the show Connect the Dots. If you have any guts, stand up now and proclaim your authority or proclaim your righteousness or proclaim something rather than just sit there and allow this dirty, rotten asshole government to slam the door in your face every day of your friggin' life and you don't do anything about it. What kind of pieces of shit are you? I mean, really, I don't want to be insulting, but man, how can you allow this to continue? This has to be the line in the sand drawn here at Maui. If you can't understand that, what the fuck is wrong with you? Really? I mean, this has to be stopped. There has to be accountability for the evil mother effers that are behind this. The ones that use the energy weapons, the ones that pull the triggers, the ones that give the orders. They're all co-conspirators, including your mainstream media, including your government, local, state, and federal. They're all fucking traitors. Dirtbags, backstabbers, come on, we have to talk the truth here. For Christ's sake, like, everybody wake the fuck up. Understand that, you know, we have to have accountability for people's actions. Our world is ruled by evil ETs that control bankers and Illuminati and Freemasons and all those other fucking groups. Yeah, effing groups, yeah. That's what they are. Come on. We need to wake up. We need to take command of the situation. We need to have control of our world. Meanwhile, most of us are waiting. You know, we've been contacted by these ETs. Hey, this is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. Got something to say? Hey, call in, you know? But we have to put an end to this bullshit. That's it, BS bullshit. We have to put an end to it. You know, they are slamming the doors. They, the New World Order, whatever you want to call them, they are slamming the door in our face every day. on a global level and making news of it too, saying the news headlines today, the New World Order slams the door in the face of the poor, pathetic public one more day and gets away with it. You know, doesn't anybody have any pride? Doesn't anybody care about what's being done to humanity? How can you sit back and not say anything? Yeah, come on, forget about the fear of reprisals, because these dirtbags would do that whether you kiss their ass or not. Forget about it. Stand up boldly and slam the door back in their face. You don't have to do it that rough, but you gotta, you know, create borders. You gotta defend your personality. Did I have to explain that all to you? But really, this is what's wrong, what's going on. Everybody needs to be paying attention into Maui. Let me tell you the real news. I don't need your approval, anybody's approval, certainly not the government's approval, and certainly not the evil ET's approval. But let me tell you what's happening. They used energy weapons to destroy a community in Oahu. Yeah. Energy weapons. They destroyed all the houses and cars but left the trees. And then they fed you a friggin' totally constructed lie over mainstream media. And they control all the media. Yeah, New World Order. New World Order controls all the media. They've told you for decades that. They tell you every day that, and you still don't understand that you shouldn't be listening to propaganda news, because that's all it is. And they've confessed to you that's what they're doing, and you still stupidly listen to it? How friggin' dumb are you? Hey, this is Colin Radio Show. Call in and tell me how dumb you are. Or call in and tell me how dumb the other people are. But people need to start talking about this. Come on, I put this post down on, hey, you know, I'm on Twitter. You ought to follow me. You know, have a chance to interact with me and see how I respond to whatever you have to say. But I'm out there. Hey, my hashtag is Tom Edison Press on Twitter, or X as it's called now. Please. Musky boy, he's no better than the rest, really. You know? Please. Yeah, he's got money, and I don't need his motherfucking money. How about that? I wish I had as much money as he, because if I had as much money as Musk, I could change the world in a couple of weeks for the better. It's really not that hard. All it takes is really a lot of money. Without the money, it's a lot harder. But times are coming when those of us who don't have the money, we need to come together and make use of our ingenuity and our fortitude and our tenacity to get something done and take control of our government. Yeah, we the people have the right to take control of our government, but nobody seems to want to get up and do anything. Oh, by the way, there's this guy out there, David Strait, you know? David Strait, yeah, like he's a straight guy, that's how it's spelled. Anyhow, he's got a video out there on YouTube, and you might want to watch it, because he seems to know a lot more about the U.S. Constitution than most Americans do, and therefore he should be listened to. He has info out there to help people, and we all need a little help. But anyhow, back to Maui. Come on. The water was turned out often, and the fire hydrants, the water was turned up in the people's houses. They couldn't protect themselves from the fire. Kids were sent home early from school, and the children were at home without their parents because the parents were still at work, and the fire, no sirens were initiated to warn the public that there was an impending disaster. And many of the poor children got burnt to death in their own friggin' homes without their parents in the ground to know what was happening. Police were ordered to keep the public from leaving the town. What kind of bullshit is this? Well, who were those police officers? Who was the commander? They need to be brought to trial. And so, and the governor was out of town, and so was the mayor. Like, we know that was on purpose. This is just like another 9/11. All the important people were out of town. Spared the agony of the situation. Come on. There's pictures floating out there of the flyovers. All the buildings are destroyed, and trees are all standing. There's a boat out in the harbor got toasted. How did that happen? There were no trees leading out into the bay. And all the trees weren't burnt to begin with. Total friggin' lie, the whole bullshit thing. There's so much evidence there to persecute everybody involved, but who's going to do the persecution? Who's going to track down the real criminals here? Apparently, all the people have been bought out in government, including the investigators. And when the people themselves try to make some sense of it and demand some answers, they are being harassed and bullied by goons hired by the New World Order. And there's plenty of goons to be hired, you know? Plenty of unethical people out there for enough money. They'll stab you, your mother, and your whole family in the back for pennies. Yeah, that's how bad it is. So things have to, you know, we the people have to take control, and that's why I mentioned this guy named David Street and Ben Berlo, and they're out there. They know about the Constitution, of how we've been duped, about the fake U.S. government from 1871, the U.S. Corporation, which created their bylaws with statutes and rules, which they have conned us into believing we have to follow, even though the Supreme Court has ruled that these bylaws of the U.S. Corporation and the subtitles and statutes are not really laws. So we don't really have to obey them, but we've been duped into thinking we have. This is serious information. Hey, there's a lot to talk about here. This should be talked about publicly. Hey, this is Colin Radio Show, 888-627-6008. If you're in another country, well, you got to go to the BBS Internet Radio site. My show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, midnight to 1 a.m. Central Time, USA, or Central Daylight Time, USA, and midnight to 1 a.m. Of course, I'm doing a show from New York. Here it's from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. Can you compute all that? I don't know, but I just had to say it. How about that? And please, everybody, if I have a caller, put them on. Thank you. Whom am I speaking to?
Thank you. This is Eva. How are you?
Eva, hey, your phone call's coming in nice and clear. I love that.
I'm doing it the right way. I practice. I've got a couple. Yeah, I really, did I hear you say New World Odor?
Yeah, right, for a joke. I think that's the appropriate title. That way we put it out in words they can't say that we're calling them out. We're calling out this New World Odor. Are you the odor?
It's just funny. I never heard that. I mean, I should have thought of it.
I made it up. I mean, just for the hell of it, for a little fun, you know?
Yeah. It works. It works. It works. It definitely works. And you were talking about Hawaii, weren't you? there for a minute.
About
you
what?
Were talking about. You were talking about Hawaii for a minute there, weren't you?
Oh yeah, Maui. Oh my God, this is like paradise repeated. You know, we got to draw the line in the sand right here, really. And because they're so, you know, New World Order is so in our face with the shit. Look, we got away with paradise. Hey, we're going to get away with it in Maui, too. What are you going to do about it? Well, if we don't do nothing, they will have gotten away with it. So line really has to be drawn here. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I've been trying to think of ways to draw that line. I do know that, like you said, they've locked everybody out. They've locked the media out. They've locked all the help that's coming. We could draw the line with offering help, and they're not being allowed to go through. FEMA's confiscating anything that people donate, like water and food. Yeah, this is crazy.
It sure is. I've heard the same thing, too. And this situation has to be addressed legally. And apparently, the guy who's out there, and it's not just him, but there's this guy, David Strait, who talks about using the U.S. Constitution, the original law, to address these situations and take these people to real court, not the U.S. Corporation Court, which he explains is really admiral law, which is law of the sea, and it's not really the Constitution. The Constitution sits above maritime law. And
absolutely.
That's a good approach for us to take, I believe. Unfortunately, close to none of us know about how to go to court as he does.
We need him. We need David is who we need.
Listen, I'm telling you, just one-to-one here, but maybe anybody else who's listening, I joined his organization, you know, put in the info, and I still found out I was unable to contact him unless I bought some of his products. So he's not an easy guy to get hold of, or unless I went to one of his lectures, which still costs money. But I tried to contact him, and he's like impossible to contact. He's as bad as the U.S. government. Like you tried to contact the president of the United States almost. It's just as bad as that. So even though he might have a lot of knowledge, this guy has made himself unavailable. You know, hey, I guess he wants just money, 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 but whatever. He seems to have some important knowledge. So I'm telling you, hey, if you find a way to contact him, call back to this radio show and let us know, and let's get a hold of this guy because... he has the right to make the money, too. But at the same time, if you have all this great knowledge that can free us from the controls of the U.S. corporation, come on, man. You got to share it with us part of the rebellion here, you know? Because something has to be done.
Well, as we become more aware of how to do this, and I don't know really how the best I could do is I put it on Twitter on your page, you know, the David said that video. That was the best I could do. Yeah, I'm Bella More. That's me. That was the best I could
do. Yeah, I know. It's rough to do this shit.
And I don't know any of, I mean, I do research. I have a lot of time. I do a lot of research. I dig. And I try to do it every day. And I just don't, it's hard to reach the masses. I mean, that you've got to know someone, and we're still, again, stuck with the cabal way. That's the system right there. You have to know someone.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's how the system is controlled, because if you don't have connections, you might have the greatest ideas in the world, but they're not going to get manifested because you don't have the connections that control. That's the awful way it is, unfortunately. You see that too, you know?
Well, with all this consciousness going on, because everywhere I go, all I hear about is consciousness and ascension and all that, right? We're hearing it all
over,
right? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, all right, we can either take it serious or not. We both know that mind waves are an actual activity. I mean, they can measure your mind waves a couple feet from your head. You know, it doesn't have to be the gross on your head. So we know that thoughts travel. We know that we're frequency. We know all this. I mean, nobody's really proven it, but I mean, we know it. It's something you know.
Right,
that
right.
You know.
It's understood. Right. We don't have to prove it. It's understood.
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus much harder. I'm not sure because it's like a download. Well, we could upload it too and remind the downloaders in heaven or in consciousness that this is information we have to have right now and that we got to download it onto the people. It's got to be downloaded.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, through our consciousness. That's all I can think
now,
of.
Now, hey, listen, you know, I'm the kind of person that I say something, you know, I don't give a shit if you agree with me or not. I like when people agree with me, but I'll say what I'm going to say, what I believe. And I believe a big problem today with society and how the dark side keeps control of us, there's a lack of responsiveness with people. You know, like we're talking now,
the importance of people
uniting together against the dark side, but the lack of responsiveness keeps a lot of things from really manifesting.
It keeps it locked in. You're absolutely, yes, and that's a fact. But the people, they're thinking this is just the same old day as any other day, and that this is just more drama that's fun or whatever. They're not taking this shit serious. They don't realize. We're talking about this war has been going on for millions of years. It didn't just start just because you woke up.
And guess what? Most people might listen to what's being said and revealed to them, but they don't believe that they have to do anything. They think other people are going to do it, you know?
Eat the popcorn, right. Enjoy the show. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that's an unfortunate situation. And that's part of the control dynamic of government. You know, we'll do it for you. You don't have to think or do anything, you know. We'll give you your
allotment.
We'll give you this. We'll give you that. And you don't have to think about doing anything. Just leave it to us. And most people are willing to accept that. It's sad, but that's the way it is. You know?
And that's what's happened to us. We don't think. We really can't even think our way out of a wet paper bag half the time because we don't know how to think our way out of it.
Yeah, that pretty well explains it, really, you know. I don't know, was it today or yesterday, Alex Jones, we all know who he is. He was out there, had his video out there saying that the people in the airlines were saying that the masks are coming back and then the vaccine mandates are coming back, and he heard it from other people too.
Nope.
Yeah, but anyhow, that's what he heard and said.
Yeah.
And believe me, a lot of people would accept that, you know, without question, because they're so brainwashed. If an official comment comes out like that, they'll believe it, you know.
Wow, that's true, though. They're not going to do it. They can't do it because we ain't going to. It's not going to happen. It's just,
yeah,
some of them will.
I think this is really a line in the sand where there's going to be a confrontation at this point. No, we can't let this happen again, but there are so many brainless robots out there that are going to listen to whatever comes out of mainstream media, you know?
That's true.
Sad, but, you know, you got to realize, I think we all realize that there's a certain percentage of the population, they are hopeless.
I got to ask you.
It's sad, but that's the way it is, you know. There is a certain percentage of the population that they just not going to wake up. They're just going to keep listening to stupidity. until the needle gets stuck in them and they die, you know.
Ooh, bad babies, bad babies. Yeah, that the there is a, and it's pretty, it's fairly large actually. But then again, there's some people that are waiting that really surprise the hell out of you. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that are thinking, and we're sick of the bullshit, and we understand that there's really something bad going on. But at the same time, I claim nobody really wants to do any action. Nobody is really committed to that. People are afraid to move. Basically, the biggest movements I've seen are in other countries. In France, all the farmers got together and tried to go against the government, but didn't have their strategies well enough, and the police turned them back. You know, and those of us that want to confront the evil authority, we have to plan our strategies a little better. Because the police are under the authority of the evil New World Order. And apparently, most of them are a large percentage, are willing to follow orders, no matter how stupid they are. If you're told to go and turn the people back into the fire, you go there and do it, and you tell the people, oh, I'm following orders. Well, that's bullshit, you know? We can't allow this shit to happen anymore. We can't allow to have police departments that are willing to follow stupid orders, you know? I mean, everybody has to be questioned who's on a police department nowadays. Like, who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve the stupid New World Order dictator, or are you going to serve your local community? And these are serious questions that need to be addressed.
What did they swear an oath to follow in the first? I mean, they didn't follow.
I think their oath is to follow the authorities, but you know, I don't know the individual oath of each police department. They might be different, but I tell you one thing: we the people need to take command of the situation. You know, if we live in a town and we have a police department. If you're a member of that town, you have a right to tell the police department what you want them to do, not what the captain tells them to do, or the state government tells them to do, or the county government, or any other government. And this has to be straightened out, because the police have been turned into our enemy, just like the New World Order turned our governments into our enemy. And we have to straighten that out. We have to find out, every policeman has to be questioned and find out, whose side are you on, you know?
We got to find out.
Defend us, the people, or are you going to follow the ridiculous oppressive orders of the tyrant dictators who run government now? It's a real question, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is. And when will these... Because the one thing for sure, if we had everybody awake, if everybody was awake, it might take the cabal or this deep state bunch. It might take them a while to realize that we're all sitting there watching them. They might not even realize that we're just sitting there watching them. They may really think that we are all still. They might be. They know a lot of us are awake, but they might think that the percentage is pretty low. I mean, they've got to realize at some point.
That could be possible. But regardless of what they think, we the people need to take command. That's why I think this guy, David Street, has a lot of important information, because from what I've seen in his video, because I wasn't going to waste money buying any of his programs, because first of all, I don't have a house that I need to put in my title, and I don't have to do any other things that are important things to do, but I understand what he's talking about, and he's explaining that the U.S. Constitution gave us a better status as people than the 1871 U.S. corporation did. In fact, they created a fake status for us, told our birth certificates, and did all kinds of bad shit to us and got us to believe that their admiral law is the law of the land when the U.S. Constitution is above admiral law. You know? And this is an important factor that we that want to change things for the better need to use. We need to use this U.S. constitutional definitions of who we are as people to take on the fake government, which is apparently called the U.S. Corporation, Inc., U.S. Inc. or something, you know? I mean, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And when you go through all of his paper, because I haven't taken any of his courses or anything yet. But
yeah, me neither.
If we could get enough people, to form a group, maybe through your format here, maybe, you know, enough group of grouping people as per state.
I only wish. Militia, you know, there might be a million people listening to me, but close to nobody really wants to get involved with anything. They just want to listen to hear other people talk about it, like you and me.
Well, there's a lot of people talking. It's crazy. I'm part of the militia, and I haven't talked with them in a long time. I think what I want to do, because we got fractions in each of our states, okay? And we got leaders in each of the state, and we got commanders in each of the
states. Hey, that sounds like a start. Get your friends together,
and maybe we
can use this radio show to get something going.
Okay. Yeah, maybe, because I think that's like you said, what David Strait and his buddies is saying and trying to teach us. Of course, they're we got to pay, you know. But I mean, nobody's coming after Adam to get it, you know. I mean, so he's, you know, I mean, you, especially before.
I mean, truthfully, I believe if he was able to be contacted, hey, maybe
it,
you know, you're a girl. Girls can open doors better than guys can. Get him to call into the show, and I'll try to convince him.
Right.
Come on, man. The time for the revolution is now. You got the info. Let's bring this to the forefront, you know?
Yeah, let's get that. Yeah, because maybe you got some people that are listening to us that are part of, like, some Twitter militia or internet militia. Not one where we go out shooting or anything. Just like this information militia.
No, this guy is not easy to get hold of unless you go to one of his lectures. I guess then you can, after the lecture, you can walk up to him and say, hey, David, come on, let's do something,
or his friend,
you know?
Or his friend, too, his friend. And so there's other websites out there. There's the Anna Von Wright, and then there's this, oh, gosh, I forget what it's called. There's another website that has, and I'm part of it, and I haven't finished all the classes and stuff, which I really should have already, but I get distracted pretty easy. I should have just jumped on. Wait, here it is. No, that's for the people. That's something else. All right, I'll find it. But there is a website where they take you step by step, and it's all free, of getting your sovereignty, you know, and it's a little bit different. And then there's that other guy.
Yeah, that's good to hear that there's other people giving this information out, too, because apparently we need to do this because we all been duped and spurfed, you know?
Yeah, we have to, because we're responsible.
It's sad, but, you know, these are issues that need to be addressed. And we the people have to solve our own problems because we realize government is so corrupt now, they're the enemy. And so are the police. The police are willing to follow any orders from government, and basically that's what they sign up to, you know. And that's what they always say, well, it's my orders, you know. Keep the people in Lahaina, let them burn, you know. And they claim, well, those were my orders, you know, just like the Nazis. Well, I was told to kill the people in the death camps.
Well,
you know, I had to follow the orders, you know.
Yeah.
And this is not acceptable anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we can't allow this bullshit to continue. You know, if people want to be police and serving the public, they can't listen to the dictators in government. So the laws need to be changed. You know, the definition of a policeman needs to be changed, truthfully, because they have too much power. I mean, they have so much power now, they can order you around. If you don't listen to their orders like a tin soldier, they can arrest you for not listening to their orders. That's fucking ridiculous.
Is that, really? No kidding. I mean,
and you realize how many we have on record, how many people got killed by the police because they didn't follow orders? It's astronomical.
Wow. So they're setting the so they're part of it. They're part of it. There's no,
because they're willing to play along with any asshole with an elected authority or even a mayor or any somebody that can tell them. And the police, if you know anything about the police, they listen to their captain. The captain runs the local police department. And if he says, I want you to go out there and persecute as many people as possible, they're going to do that. And they're going to justify it in their own mind. Well, I was given orders to persecute the people as much as possible. And they adhere to that, and they think that's an all excuse for everything. And
that
they abuse
the side of
people
right.
so much with the disrespect, it's unbelievable. And they end up killing people, too, because of attitudes and stuff like that. And this cannot continue. Policing needs to be changed completely. The system in power now is not really good. You know?
No. And we've known
and that
long
needs to be addressed, too.
Yeah, it does. Did I
tell you I've got my presidential website up?
Yes. Yes, you did. And I've been there.
Well, for anybody else might be listening now, it's called 2020 President Tom Edison. Yeah, I'm using the same website as the last election. But go to it because it talks about my plan. I want every Democrat and every Republican to vote for me. How can I lose the election if they all do that? Hey.
That's right.
I have a right to ask for that because I've got solutions and nobody else doesn't. And that's it. I don't say any more than that. I've got solutions nobody else does.
That's right. You do. And I've read, that reminds me, though. I bought your book, and it's the Kindle book, you know, your Connect the Dots book.
Did you?
Yeah, I bought it. And I can't, there's
you.
No other devices. You're welcome, dear. But there's no other devices to use it with because I don't have a Kindle. And I can't see it. This time I have to get I have to get some reading glasses because I just can't see it. It's so small. I guess I need a bigger screen. I need a bigger computer.
You know, I mean, I know it costs more, but go to Barnes and Noble and order the book to get the 8.5 by 11. It's real big.
I think that's what I'll do. It's like a book in my hand.
I've got
to do that right now.
When you have the book in your hand, you can flip through the pictures. Better
that's
than anything in the photographs. They're the most amazing part of the book, the stuff I captured on camera, that stuff that it really exists in our world, which is just beyond our perception, but not the perception of the camera. The camera picks it up. Things flying around at night that leave light trails. Amazing. And they're existing in the same reality we are. We just can't see them. That should be major news, but nobody's talking about it. I can't believe when I came up with those pictures and I finally put them in my book, I could not believe that nobody in the face of the planet had come up with these pictures before. You know?
Wow.
How could that be? I mean, is that are things really curtailed that bad? I don't get it, you know? You can do that, or maybe if you download the book, maybe you can watch it on your screen.
I've been trying. You know. I think I'm just going to get a bigger screen, I'm not just going to buy the book.
It's cheaper just to buy the book.
Buy
I think
the
it
book.
Sells for $22. I mean, what's that nowadays? Come on, you go to a bar and you can spend $22 in 1 hour.
I don't know why I didn't just buy the book in the first place, because I knew, I didn't have the option to buy the book. Not at Amazon, so I got to go to Barnes & Noble, right?
No, to buy the book, you probably have to go to Barnes & Noble and order it. you know.
Okay, that's what I'll do.
And they'll have it to you in a week or two, you know.
Okay.
In the beginning, they had it there, but that was like a couple of years ago when I first came out with the book. But you can order it through Barnes & Noble, and we'll get you the 8.5 by 11 book, which makes it easy to look at the pictures. And the pictures are the most amazing part of the book, really.
Cool. I'm excited. Hey, I found that website I was telling you about, and now I've lost it again. What the hell have I done? I've lost it. No, it's here. That website, the other one, it's called American State Nationals Directory and Training. It's American State Nationals. Sorry, it's not the right, that's the training and directory book page. Sorry, I'm stupid. It's called How to Become an American State National, and it's a free course. They have free courses. But there is website purchasing that's available for courses, certain courses. I haven't read anything.
And what's the website for that?
I'm going to get the address now. It's called American State Nationals. Wait, okay. America, ASN. Okay. A as in Apple, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, directory.com. Wait, hold on. Sorry. I got to go to the main page. I'm being stupid again. I'm at the directory and not actually. I got to go to the home page. Let me do that. I was at the directory of that home page of that page. So what the hell is this called? It's it just says asndirectory.com.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought I was at home. I thought I was at their home page. So it's the directory.
Directory.com.
Yeah, ASN, American State National Directory. Yeah, ASN.com, directory.com. God, get it right, girl. And it's all about...
Okay. Some people might have taken that info down and clue them in because, apparently a lot of our legal rights are tied into changing our... status to state nationals as opposed to citizen, which I heard means slave in the city.
And there's also a second government out there that's actually that recognizes just the American state national, by the way. There is, and that's where this American state national, that's where I learned that, is because it's through their courses. I've been taking their courses, and there are officials out there for American state. So there's a second government essentially out there besides the corporation. There's the republic that is functioning actually. The republic government is functioning out there. It's small. It's just there's not a lot of us. There's only, like David Strait said, 40,000 of us. But it is growing every day. It is growing, you know.
You brought up a good point here. There's a lot of different things. And it would be good if we all could unite our singular efforts in... a big momentum against the evil controllers of our world. Yes. It's not just the United States. They're controlling the whole freaking world and making everybody's lives difficult by trying to put this last battle up. They know they've lost the battle already, the war, but they still want to battle to the end, like Last Man in the Alamo or some shit like that. But whatever, be a diehard and throw a lot of bullshit at us in a meaningless attempt that they can never win. But the sooner we can put an end to this, it would be the better for all of us.
Right. But
and
that's
I think
what
you
criminals
can agree with
do. That, yes, I do agree with that. But that's but everything you said, that's what criminals do. They don't go, and give up. They're, you got me. No, they shoot and run and then hide behind somebody and let you shoot them. And that's what they do. They do it to the damn death, diehard way. They are never
so that's why I've been saying for quite a while now, we the people have to take command of all situations because we've allowed this fake authority called government to make decisions, and they're all controlled by some evil dictatorship somewhere behind the scenes. We don't even have to identify them. We just know they're there, and they're controlling things against humanity, and we don't like that shit. And we have to put an end to it. And we can't rely on government to do it for us because they are part of the scam. It's that sad, you know?
Right.
But that's the way it is. So there is no alternative that either we're going to take command of the situation or they're going to fuck us over until the end, you know?
Yeah.
And we don't want that.
They will. Yeah.
That's why we have to draw the line in Maui here.
Yes,
this is enough. You know, they're doing this just to, like, slam the door in our face and tell us, what are you going to do about it? And so far, nobody's doing shit. And there's part of the problem. Actions have to be taken to stop this kind of shit. You know, people need to be held accountable. Who allowed a flying craft of somewhere to send directed energy beams in? Who allowed the water to get turned off? Who allowed the virus warnings not to get sent? Who allowed all this other bullshit to happen? And there's plenty of co-conspirators that need to be rounded up and prosecuted for all this shit, you know?
But they got the plausible deniability because, I mean, more than likely what helped nail Hawaii down like that was the 5G that they put out, you know? I mean, I'm sure that it works hand in hand.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We the people have to take command. We have to go in there and just, like, start with anybody, the newscasters, and tell them, listen, you're not willing to tell the truth. You don't have a right to be a newscaster. We need to go send messages to the White House telling the president that you're not qualified to be the president. You're a traitor. You're doing everything wrong with your authority. You belong in a mental institution. We're calling for your sanity to be decided by private doctors, not anybody you pick, because we have designated you insane. You know, we have to go that far and accuse everybody when they fuck up. We have to go to the U.S. Congress and tell them, listen, we're state nationals. We're citizens. We're not your citizens, slaves.
Yeah, we're not slaves. Yeah.
You're all part of the giant conspiracy started in 1871, and you're perpetuating it. You're guilty. You don't have a defense, you know? And we have to be that forceful. We have to tell them, listen, we know where you live, right?
Yeah.
And no FBI, CIA, or any private security officer is going to protect you if we decide that we have to come and arrest you.
We have to
be that tough. Otherwise, they're not going to listen. Unless the filthy, elite, rich start feeling some pain and pressure and fear, they aren't going to give us an inch of rope. So it has to be done like that. I mean, that's what taking command is, saying we're not going to let you get away with this. You're a member of Congress. You're you're an accessory to the crime of imposing forced vaccinations on people. That makes you a criminal, violation of humanity. Against humanity. You're a criminal. You don't have a defense. We're going to prosecute you. You know, I mean, it has to get to that point. Because if we just look for approval from government, they will never give it to us. I mean, if you're paying attention, they don't listen to protests. They don't listen to anything except a lot of bribe money. And that's it. And the general public, we don't have the bribe money because we don't print it like the banks do. And that's the situation. But these people have to be challenged publicly and accused that they are participating in crimes against humanity. Everybody in the military who allowed some kind of craft to come in with energy weapons and destroy Lahaina, they are participants in crimes against humanity because this never should have been allowed to happen. You know, I mean, it has to get that tough, really. I mean, I like to be a nice guy. I like to be forgiving of people, but at the same time, we're dealing with, and if you really look into the situation of who controls the world, it's not only the Illuminati, the banks, and the families, it's the evil extraterrestrials from other worlds that don't give a fuck about our planet because it's not theirs, you know? Came here and they took control of humanity long, long time ago, and different groups had vied for control of humanity. That's where we're still at. All these groups that we see persecuting us, you know, the fake military, the Illuminati, the fake governments, they're all really, you know, the ruling families. They're all controlled by extraterrestrials from other evil worlds. And we need to talk about all this shit, you know? Hey, Eva, do you ever go to that site, 2012portal.blogspot?
Absolutely, yeah. I went all through that site again. I went through all mine.
What do you think about what's going on, what's revealed on that site? What do you really think?
I think it's pretty damn. I think it's pretty damn revealing. I do like the language. Kind of gets me because I don't. It's language of a different sort. It's our language. It's English language, but they're using words that describe things that no one's going to really understand. But they think they, you know, we put a. It's very advanced information. Okay, it definitely is. It has a lot of a lot of folks that are active into that community as well. I don't know which is, you know, which of them, of any of those businesses or you know, energy healers or, you know, all those things that are on the tab on the side, the advertisements. I don't know how many of them are.
No, but I'm just talking about the official commentaries by the Cobra site, I call it, you know?
Yeah, very. And it's very, it will knock the block off of a lot of folks because it's very advanced information. The way they speak, what they talk about, that's not stuff that your daily person would really be privy to at all. So that's
I agree
it's
with that. But here's my qualm, and I made a comment about it on Twitter. Of course, nobody dared say anything about what I made comment about. Unfortunately,
right.
I would have liked to heard some feedback, but I mentioned that these are my concerns. That, you know, I've been following this site for 5 years, and I've heard this problem after this problem of this anomaly, of this evil entity, this evil energy force, dealing with the reptilians, dealing with the underground reptilians, dealing with the draconians, dealing with the etheric levels above the Earth's surface and astral levels, and removing all the bad entities and finding more bad entities, and goes on. I've listened to this for 5 years, and they keep moving the goalposts down the road, if you know what
I'm
saying, means that when we're going to have this event and where we're going to have ascension, and then that morphed over into, we're going to have ascension probably at the last minute, 2025, and then the poles are going to shift, and we all have to be evacuated off this world. Well, what the fuck, you know? First it was a planetary ascension. First it was just getting rid of the people. And now as soon as you finally going to decide to land and give us the whoosh of energy from this thing called the event, whoosh of energy, then you got to tell us that we have to be evacuated off the planet and taken to the Pleiades system. I mean, it's getting to the point like, wait a minute. This story has changed.
Hey, I'm not getting on a ship or any bus or anywhere to go to any place. Because that's what they did.
I know. Like, what makes you think that we're supposed to trust you? You've been telling us about all this shit you've been doing, but we haven't seen 1 ounce of proof that you ever did anything. You know?
That's right. Well, here, I got a website for you. Maybe you can tell me what, look at it for a couple days or whatever. Tell me what you think.
Yeah.
It's forthepeople.space. Okay, check it out. And there's one that's connected to it, forthespirit.space. This is some pretty deep information, actually.
It's for the people dot what?
Space. SPACE. For the people dot space. Yeah.
Forthepeople.space.
And now this,
you hear that, everybody who's listening? Forthepeople.space. You know what? We'll all look into that. And thank you for the info. Guess what? We're coming to the end of the show. Thank you for calling in, Eva.
I love you.
And talk to your friends with the whatever. And, you know, maybe we can get this thing going further.
Sir,
and thanks for calling in again.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye.
All right, have a good night. Hey, everybody, we're coming to the end of the show. I hope the show has enlightened all of you to understand what's going on in Maui and what the importance of humanity. We need to step up to the plate and hit that home run. We need to do that now. Hey, listen, tell your friends to tune in next week. And meanwhile, in the time, check out my video, Beatlemania in America 2. You'll learn about invisible beings turning up at Beatle concerts. Yeah, the Beatles were that popular. There's a photograph I have in that video of invisible beings, invisible aliens, showing up at a Beatles concert in New York City, 1964. Yeah, that's how popular they were. The ceiling is loaded with giant orbs, and there's little white dots all over the place, which are other type of ET consciousnesses. And it's right there. It's a short video, 3 minutes, 43 seconds. It's in there, Beatlemania in America 2. It's my second Beatlemania in America. So check it out on YouTube.com, and you'll see for yourself that, hey, the camera doesn't lie. The camera is capable of picking up invisible entities that show up on camera as giant beach ball size orbs or tiny white dots. It's a fact. And if you don't believe those kind of photographs are real, hey, download a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Where I got the name for the show, Connect the Dots Theory. Get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you name it, you can get it. And there's 75 or more photographs of things that float or fly through the air that leave light trails, just like in that photograph in my Beatlemania in America 2 on YouTube. Hey, support my show. Subscribe to it, please. I'm a poor person. I was born poor, and I'm still poor. But I am a creative person, and I've got 2 albums on CD Baby. You can listen to every one of the songs on YouTube.com. The names of the albums are American Party Songs and Songs Better Than Dylan, a total of 35 original songs. Hey, that's all I record is original songs because I'm an original person. Okay, we're going to do the countdown. Get out of here. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo in my song, Are You the Party of Kind? It's also the full song on YouTube. Also, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Here we go with the countdown, Mr. Engineer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stance without being made clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked because I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. And without being it clear to the world my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look cause I caught their eye.